T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The great Mark Hamrick is with us from Bankrate to make sense of this jobs report. Slowing hiring, but the unemployment rate falling as well. Mark, what do we take out of all this?
Well, those are key points to begin with, John. Thank you. Always great to be with you. Let's sort of slice and dice this a little bit. Let's begin with the unemployment rate. The expectation was that it would remain unchanged at 3.7%, which is still historically low. But it went back and matched the historic low of 3.5%. So that is noteworthy, the unemployment rate slipping and defying expectations there. Where we were pretty close to expectations was the number of jobs added, 263,000 on the month. But this does represent some slowing in hiring. We have added 474,000 jobs a month on average over the past 12 months, and are just completed a Bankrate quarterly survey of economists, several stories published by my tremendous colleague Sarah Foster at Bankrate. The suggestion there among the economists is that we'll average fewer than 100,000 jobs added a month over the next year. They see the unemployment rate rising to 4.4%. But for now, stability is sort of the hallmark of what we're seeing in the job market, whether it's the unemployment claims, which have remained relatively low, not a lot of people rushing to the proverbial unemployment lines, and the unemployment rate slipping as of this new update.
I did want to pick this out of the report. Hourly wages, we don't talk a ton about that, or at least I forget to ask. They rose 5%, especially considering that inflation is well over that point. Why do economists still want to see hourly wages rise more slowly than that? Can you break that down for me, Mark?
Average hourly earnings, which is the key measure of pay in this monthly employment report, rose 5% over the past year, but that pace is slowing. And it's not that economists are cheering or for or against anything, but to the extent that we're looking for inflation to come down for really a better situation for the economy overall, wage growth is still significant, but it's failing to keep pace with the pace of inflation. And so the Federal Reserve looks at the breadth of this report and says the job market is still strong. There's still a mismatch between the number of job openings, most recently put at 10.1 million, and the update on the number of unemployed in this report, 5.8 million. Obviously, a lot more job openings than there are people to fill those jobs, at least when you look at the number of unemployed. We also have a continued problem with labor supply in this country, and that is the available workers. And so labor force participation is a metric within this reading, which is still down about 1% from pre-pandemic levels. And we actually saw some slippage in labor force participation, or the number and rate of those who are either looking for work or working. So labor supply is still a big issue.
Anything stand out on the types of jobs that were added? I see restaurants and bars added about 60,000. Same thing with healthcare companies. But state and local governments cut back a little bit?
Leisure and hospitality has been at the leading edge of job loss early in the pandemic, and also at the leading edge of job recovery. 83,000 jobs added in that latest month. And that really is a category including bars, restaurants, hotels, live sports, and entertainment. Elsewhere, another category we need to add jobs, healthcare, 60,000 there. Professional and business services, 46,000 jobs added. And the goods producing sector, it's reassuring to see that realm adding jobs, 22,000 in manufacturing, 19,000 in construction. Elsewhere, as we look across a variety of categories, we did see a decline overall of 25,000 jobs in government, and the lion's share of those were in local education. So we know there's a big teacher shortage across the country, and this is an affirmation of that problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.